I'm Scott Weichel, Fish Creek Radio. Frigid Pink was one of the most successful of the many hard rock bands emanating from the Detroit sound in the late 60s and early 70s. They were the first rock group from the Motor City to chart a top 10 single, 1970's House of the Rising Sun, remember that one? And the first to have their self-titled LP crack the top 20 on Billboard's Top Albums chart. The band would chart one more album and two singles before the original band lineup went under some changes. And we have one of the original members of the band here today. Please welcome Frigid Pink founding member Rick Stevers to Fish Creek Radio. Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. We got some exciting things to talk about, and I'm very happy you were able to join us here today.
Yeah, me too. Always nice to do interviews.
You bet. Well, tell me a little of the early band history for those that aren't familiar, and then we'll get caught up to what's going on nowadays.
Okay, well, everybody knows House of the Rising Sun.
Yes, sir.
Sold 7.5 million copies of that, and we're actually the first progressive rock and roll band in the state of Michigan to receive a gold record. Followed up with a few more. We had Music for the People, which went pretty big over in the UK, a lot bigger than it went here. Sing a Song for Freedom, Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel. And him and a colonel liked that so much that we received Christmas cards from them until he died.
Is that right? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, that was the beginning of the band. Band went on traveling until probably about 79 or so, and finally broke up, had enough, couldn't find the right people. Yeah, I gave it up for a little while and decided to start putting it together again probably about 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And went through one change, personnel change, and finally had the group that I really need to do this thing with. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity to hear anything off the new album Made in Detroit.
I certainly have. Yeah, Jeff Funk from Dynasty Records sent it to me.
Great guy.
Jeff is the best. Yeah.
New stuff, I think, follows true to the Detroit rock and roll sound that Frigid Pink's always had. The addition of lead singers. We have four lead singers in a group, which is just fantastic for me.
Wow.
We brought back that big Hammond B3 sound. I'm still beating the hell out of the drums. And the bass player's been doing it as long as I have. So the pocket we've got going on is just incredible.
So who are the members that are in the band now?
Okay, well, there's three Ricks. There's Rick Z, Rick H, myself, Brent Austin, plays bass guitar, and Chuck Mangus. The other two Ricks both play lead guitar and sing lead.
Nice. Well, you got to change the other guy's name to Rick, so it's got to be the Rick Club, right?
Yeah. I tell you, it's bad enough now. Somebody says Rick, and they've got an audience. It's like all three of us answer.
That's awesome. So how did the different band members, how has that changed your sound or, through the years?
Well, that's interesting. The original group, I guess the majority of the writing, or at least the ideas for the writing for the songs, came from the guitar player and lead singer. Even though, you know, it doesn't work like that. People think it, a guy writes a song, brings it in, and that's the way it is. It really doesn't work that way because the guys introduce the song, the bass player puts their part down, the drummer puts their part down, so they've actually helped write the tunes. This group is a little bit different than that. We bring in a song idea, and all of us sit down and put the song together, change the song, make vocal changes, make lyric changes, make the sound the way it needs to sound to do what we want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense to you?
Sure, absolutely.
It's a hard process to explain, but the guys I've got right now do it so well. It's like we were born into it. It's incredible work with a bunch of guys that come up with the ideas that it takes to make hit records.
Well, this new album is called Made in Detroit.
Yes.
And Dynasty Records. So did you guys write most of the songs on this album?
All of the songs are brand new original, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up a little bit. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, that's fantastic. So do you have some tour dates coming up?
You know, we've got one thing going on right now, but for a good reason. We're going to be doing a benefit with Gleaners over here in Detroit area. It's for feeding the homeless. That's going to be December 20th at Studio 54 in Sterling Heights. Nice. But the guys have got 16 brand new songs that we're dying to start recording, which we're going to start doing this Sunday, actually. So we're kind of laying off the dates a little bit and working on the new CD, which is going to be called Frigid Pink on the Edge.
All right. Well, be sure to keep us posted when you get that going, because we'd like to play it.
Well, we appreciate it. We can use all the airplay that we can get. Mm-hmm. And I understand you guys are Traverse City?
I'm in Traverse City, yeah. That's where our studio is based. And, of course, we broadcast worldwide and all over the internet. So.
Yeah, that's the way it seems to be going nowadays. And everything's changed a little bit since the last time we were out making hit records. Yeah. And I tell you, the guys are thrilled. We decided to do vinyl for the Made in Detroit, and our vinyl pressings should be in next week. So we're going to see the first vinyl since the 1974 All Pink Inside album.
Nice. Vinyl's made Vinyl's made a big comeback in the last few years.
It seems to be, especially, well, you know, it's hard to find a place that'll do it. The local place that does vinyl here wouldn't even talk to me. Huh. And finally found some place to do it. It was like a 10.5-week wait period.
Wow.
So there's not as many guys out there doing it, so there's not as many people that can get it done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
10.5 weeks is a long time.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, let me ask you, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I kind of wanted to ask you, how has the music business changed since, you know, back in the early days as opposed to now for you?
As you probably know, as well as everybody else that's tired of listening to the same 40 songs on FM radio, it's taken out of the local DJ's hands now. They can't play anything mm-hmm. that the Beantowners don't tell them to play.
Yep.
And it's really a shame. We have a lot of local talent here, and they used to give them a time period on Saturday nights, and there was a couple hours there where the jocks could play what they wanted to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, the local guys got their stuff heard by everybody. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, mainstream.
So, yeah, even the local groups are cut out of it, including groups like us. You know, there's still a couple pretty big-time bands here in Detroit that can't get airplay either.
It's a shame.
And it makes it tough.
It certainly does, but it makes stations like ours, you know, become more popular, and you know, we don't fall under the rules of FCC. We can play what we want to play, and we are all about bringing music to the people. And
yeah, and that's what's interesting about what you're doing. I'm glad to see somebody who's kind of breaking the mold and actually taking things by the reins and is doing something like that. It makes it more interesting for the listeners. It makes it more interesting for everybody. And I didn't realize how much different it was until about 2 months ago. Believe it or not, I went and did an interview on an AM station mm-hmm. that is so small that you can't even get it in the parking lot from where they're broadcasting. The tower is like 40 miles away. And I got home that night, and I had like 6 or 7 emails from people that were listening to this off-the-wall AM station called Dr. Doo-Wop.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them were my age. Yeah. And I think to myself, what are these people doing listening to an AM station between 5 and 7 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday night? Well, there's nothing to listen to on the FM stations.
Yep.
Unless you want to hear the same 40 songs over and over.
And that's just it. And that's what people are looking for, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was a shock to me to realize that many people were actually listening at AM.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't believe it.
So you guys have, you know, had a tremendous history. One of my favorite albums, of course, I think probably everybody that has listened to rock and roll has at least one of your albums in their collection. Defrosted, I think, is probably my favorite, and I still pull that out and listen to it every once in a while. And
oh, thank you.
And my gosh, you guys have worked with so many different acts over the years. You know, Amboy Dukes and, you know, Led Zeppelin. And just, I mean, crazy. Just, you were there when it was all happening.
Oh, listen, we had a blast. It's too bad it went so fast.
Yeah.
You know, we had the opportunity to party with Sammy Davis Jr. and share the stage with Frank Sinatra. And it just goes on and on and on. You know, some of the people that I listened to when I was still riding my bicycle, like Leslie Gore, the Guess Who, all the groups that were out back then. Paul Revere and the Raiders did a lot of jobs with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe he just passed away here recently.
Yes, he did. Sorry to hear that. We're losing a few of them here and there.
Yeah, it's a shame. But thank God we have the music to listen to. And, you know, that kind of music is, it's just changed the world. And you're not going to hear the music nowadays that, you know, 30 years from now that people aren't going to be going, that was our song. You know, it's going to be the stuff that, you know, was way back when and the groups that made it that are going to endure, like yourself.
Well, yeah, it's funny you should say it like that because people were asking us, well, what genre are you playing? And it's like there's so many out there now that, hell, I don't know. I just say rock and roll. But my bass player was standing there when somebody asked that one time, and he came up with something I just thought was fantastic. New classic rock.
Oh, that's great. That's a great title. Yeah.
And that's what we've been saying for the last 6 or 8 months. We're playing new classic rock because it's all brand new music, but it sounds a lot like the stuff did back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yep.
It's got the hard drive to it. It's got the vocals. It's got the big keyboard stuff. And the guitar parts. There's actually lead guitar parts in these songs.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Go figure, huh?
No auto-tune and no studio tricks, right?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, all the stops on that album, those dead stops, are us. That was not done in the studio by any means. No, we just practice our butts off and get down there and do it.
Nice. That's the way it should be done, man. That's fantastic. Well, I want to remind folks, you guys have a website. It's frigidpink.com, and you can go check out their music and find out where they're going to be performing and read more about the band, and also order the new album, Made in Detroit.
Yes. Yep, Made Detroit. You can order the CD or the album. By the way, the CD is kind of cool. I know you don't have a copy of it, but I'm going to send you one. The CD actually has all the words and the chord changes.
Oh, wow, that's great.
For all the songs, which I don't think anybody's ever done before that I know of.
Not that I'm aware of. That's really cool. That's very cool.
So the CD, you actually get one extra song because we couldn't fit it on the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy the package, it's like $29.50 or something. You get the CD with all the words and all the chord changes for all the songs, plus an extra tune, and you get the vinyl.
Nice, nice. Nice collector's item to have. I know a lot of our listeners out there, including myself, we love our vinyl. And it's, you know, the sound of vinyl to me is just so much better.
I had to go buy a turntable.
Yeah?
I have three, and I found out none of them work.
Well, it's good that they're making them.
It's the one since I've turned them on that the grease and everything was just, it was too old.
Well, it's good that they're making them again. You know, that's really coming back, and I'm glad to see it, you know.
Oh, me too. It does sound totally different. It's amazing how much different it sounds. I didn't think it would sound that much different. It's been a long time since I really listened to vinyl, but you know, I brought the guys down. We got the first pressing last week and sat them downstairs, and we listened to it. It's like, wow, the separation's better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Feels warmer. The drive is still there. The keyboard sounds a little bit cleaner. I mean, there is actually a big difference between the vinyl and electronic CD.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. We play a lot of stuff right directly off of vinyl on Fish Creek Radio because I had a listener sent me an email. And he said, you know, why do you have those pops and ticks in there? He said, you know, this is on CD. You should be playing that. And I'll sing you the correct version. And I said, no, I have the correct version. I've got the version that sounds best. I like those pops and ticks. You know, give it to me.
That's funny. I didn't think you guys would still be doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
that is so cool.
I like your brand, a new classic rock and roll. I think that's really cool. I'm going to use that. we'll make it a household thing for you.
Well, there's no other way to describe it because you've heard some of it. How would you describe it? I mean, it sounds old, but it's all new.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And we're going to play some cuts right after we get done talking to Rick here and off of that new album. Please go to frigidpink.com, and we'll put some information on our Facebook page, too, where you can get that information and get that album. And Rick Stevers, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today on Fish Creek Radio. And please keep us posted where you're going to be playing. And when you get some new music ready to go, rest assured we'll be ready and waiting to play it for you.
Well, thank you very much, Scott, from me and the band. And it's great to hear that you guys are playing vinyl live on the radio. Very cool.
All right. That's Rick Stevers from the classic legendary band Frigid Pink, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from them. And we're going to play some of those cuts off the Made in Detroit album right now here on Fish Creek Radio. I'm Scott Weichel.